Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby Smith and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb, weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." And when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And she thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Thank you, Jesus, for the joy of your resurrection. There's a very distinct joy that comes from knowing the person of Jesus, right? I love this story in scripture because I think it lays out a beautiful example of what it looks like to really, really know Jesus. Here we see Mary, right, at the tomb of Jesus. And I can only imagine what went through her head over those few days when he was gone. You know, there's grief. There was sadness. There was a lot of weight, probably, maybe even some hopelessness. The entire world that she had known for the last few years and been living in, right, a world with Jesus, suddenly gone. This man who was the Messiah, right, killed. The man who freed her from all of her burdens and all of her misery in life, like suddenly killed in front of her eyes. Jesus changed everything in her life. And she is so relatable here. How many of us have been in a moment where everything seems lost or just looks so dismal? But what Mary does, I think, sets a really beautiful precedent for us all. Instead of hiding, instead of giving in and being ruled by her sadness, right, where it'd be so easy to just turn inward, she goes to the tomb of Jesus, right? Mary in her grief and all of this horrible mess that she finds herself in, like it's been a crazy past few days. But she goes to his tomb because she knows that that's where her Lord is. She goes to the place where she knows that he is, even when she can't see him. But then she weeps there, right? It's okay to weep with the Lord. It's okay to enter in to our human feelings and into the sadness of things sometimes. But in that sadness, Mary still sought out the Lord and went to the place where she knew he was. And if she had never looked for him in her grief, if she never showed up to the tomb to be close to him, she would not have been the first to encounter the risen Lord and receive the utter joy of that moment. Thank you, Jesus, for the joy of your resurrection, right? Here at CYSC, our summer camp, we have the opportunity to do monologues each Wednesday night, which is a time when our staff members write and prepare a 5-minute like testimony of the life of a saint, a story of the saint. And then they act as that saint and dress up and deliver the monologue to campers. And it really just, it helps the saints come alive to young people. It was one of the most powerful times for me as a camper in high school. And it's since just become my favorite thing to do on staff because of the impact I know it has. And last summer, I had the privilege of giving a monologue as Mary Magdalene. And it was funny because in that preparation time, I struggled for a while with it. I was like, man, how on earth do I sum up the life of such a woman in 5 minutes? But the Lord brought me back to this story in today's gospel and reminded me that in a nutshell, This moment with Mary, right, describes what he came for. To teach people to know God and to trust him. To teach them to be with him in sadness and everyday moments. And to receive his joy. Mary lived a life that was different after she encountered Jesus. She was filled with so much faith that she was able to stay by his side when all seemed lost. And because she stayed by his side in those moments, she was able to experience the first glimpse of the joy of his resurrection with him. So to close, I want to invite you to reflect on two questions today. The first is, what circumstances in your life have you experienced the resurrection joy of Jesus? And the second being, what circumstances in your life right now is the Lord asking you to weather by his side and to be with him in? I pray that he reminds you of his faithfulness today. God bless you.